And welcome to yet another episode of The Dice Are Screaming. Oh, yes. That is a nice, deep risotto.
Risotto? Isn't that a rice dish?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Nice and deep.
No, I had a little tickle in my throat earlier this week. One of those little bugs that floats around Michigan any time of the year ever. Wound up sounding like Clint Eastwood.
Wow.
For about 3 days. But totally out of my system now.
Well, good. And so we're going to be coming to you with some topics tonight. We got some controversial subject matters, so you're prepared. And, of course,
heart.
I'm Randy.
I'm Mike.
And we're the Dice Men, bringing you this podcast recorded live at a place in Michigan with lots of animals. Apparently, we have a cat and a couple dogs wandering around, so you're going to hear some clitter clatter and some meowling. So,
yes, there. Any of the above could happen at any moment. Plus, you know, diverse cast of thousands. We've got crickets and birds and whatnot throughout the neighborhood.
Yeah, sitting out on the back porch tonight, so it's a good night for recording. Hope you've had a good week, and of course, your weekend coming up. You got plenty of gaming lined up, or pretty much during the week as well. Either way, we are going to climb into some topic just in a quick second here, but of course, you can expect no less from...
Oh, the poorly timed traffic signal of gaming podcasts.
Yeah, we're going to stop you on your journey, but hopefully you'll enjoy the ride. You're going to get there, but it's going to take you a while.
You can never tell what it's going to be. It could be 30 seconds, could be 3.5 minutes. You don't know. You could be sitting there, listening to the... You might be obligated to listen to NPR to fill in the time spent waiting.
Yeah, some mandolin music.
Yeah. Inexplicable mandolin music.
No reason. Just mandolins.
Well, why not?
Well, that's true. This is like a bard competition.
Beats ukuleles.
Uh-huh. That's right. You can torture people with ukuleles.
Oh.
Especially if it's with Tiny Tim.
Yeah. Tiptoe through the tulips.
Oh, yeah.
With me.
Please, no.
Yeah, falsetto. Not really cut out for that.
Yeah.
No, bat torment aside, we do have an interesting topic, but first we should pin down... A little reference to a call-in we had, Joe Richter. That was an actual terrific tidbit that you dropped on us. It was something that is relevant to the way in which people access and are made able to play the game. So it was decidedly a worthy point to get excited over, too. But also, so glad you enjoyed the Deadlands episode.
Yeah, we ended up gushing about it because we're big fans of it, and so it just came off as a fan piece, which, of course, it is. And, you know, it's a game that's really near and dear to our hearts because it's so evocative of all the Western tropes, you know.
I'm not able to understand how it could not be fun. I'm, you know, literally cashing in my chips. To get my character out of trouble.
Cashing your chips in.
Yeah. Playing with poker cards. And you're like, I got a full house. Woo! That monster is going down. That is the best spliced game of all time.
With Soul Blast.
Aside from a really, really interesting rules system that was, you know, reasonably well thought out and had a fair degree of game balance.
Yeah.
They managed to accomplish all of that while making it novel. Something that you just hadn't seen before. Our affection for that one runs deep. It was a love letter to Deadlands. We may have gushed too much, but it's so hard to hate on something that was that much fun to play.
Oh, yeah. My
only disappointment was that as the CCG craze really kicked in, and so many CCG card games, you know, they were all taking off at once. And this was not the only company to perhaps overinvest in that core concept. Not everybody survived the great cardinating. You know,
just no.
So many jumped on board at the same time. The interest waned. It didn't have the punch it had early on in the days of Magic the Gathering. So... tragically, that led to a contraction market share-wise, and no more Deadlands for a while.
Yeah, it's back with Pinnacle. They've relaunched Torg, too. Well, that's another one for another time. But
yeah, that is a worthy discussion. Unique role-playing, but, you know, I mean, for another time.
All right, so we're going to pay the bills, but again, thank you, Joe, for calling in. Yeah, you were spot on with that, so you didn't come across harsh at all, man.
My basic impression of that was, like, this was a totally worthy point that we had completely blanked on. I was thinking accessibility in terms of speed of flow of information, which is a total benefit, but, you know, personal access to being able to play the game tabletop with other people when you have, like, some, you know, impediment to your ability to participate. Tech has been able to help overcome that.
Yeah, and that's a lot different than, you know, playing silly games on your smartphone while you're doing, supposed to be keeping track of your position and initiative and getting your spells ready or getting your ducks in a row for combat. So that's a completely different animal from what we were coming across, but it's one that bears note. So thank you for reminding us. All right, so we're going to go and do a little paying of the bills, and we'll be right back.